Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
From Bloomberg Environment, this is The Business of Bees, a pop-up podcast about the humble honeybee and the outsized role it plays in our economy.
The business of bees is quite good.
They're kind of like the panda, aren't they, of kind of invertebrate conservation.
It's a big enough difference that without them, there would be really no point in trying to farm almonds out here.
In fact, these days, about 1 in 3 bites of food you eat wouldn't be possible without commercial bee pollination.
You know, they'll go from almonds to plums to cherries to apples to vine crops to pit fruits to cotton to lima beans to watermelons, and then their season is over.
As important as bees have become for farming, there's also increasing signs that bees are in trouble.
Adult bees leave the hive and never come back, leaving the babies to die. Researchers blame pesticides, disease, and parasites.
In the decades since colony collapse disorder started making headlines across the country, bees are still dying in record numbers.
This last year, I had the most losses I have ever had.
In trying to track down answers to why this is still happening, we spoke with people at every corner of the honeybee ecosystem.
I can't sleep at night. A lot of times, you have to be paranoid to be a beekeeper these days.
And we ask them big questions about things like, is the way we're raising bees actually hurting them?
We've put these colonies right next to each other, and we've sort of rewarded these parasites for their worst possible instincts.
And after years and years of research, what have we found out about the connections between pesticides and bee health?
Literally thousands of studies now, suggesting that one way or another, these chemicals are having a really significant negative impact on our environment. And there has to be a better way to grow food than applying incredibly persistent neurotoxins.
If you, like us, find yourself fascinated by bees and concerned about what's happening with pollinators in our environment, take out your phone right now and subscribe. I'm Adam Allington. Back to you very soon.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.